In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Today, the thought that comes to me is littleness. Littleness. I remember Jesus when he said, I thank you, Father, that you have revealed to the little ones what you have hidden from the wise and the learned. The little ones, the little ones. And then I open to Micah 5, and it says, But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Bethlehem. Bethlehem, a no place. From you shall come the ruler of Israel. From Bethlehem. Not from Jerusalem, not some great metropolis, but a little place. God uses the little places and exalts them. God uses the little people and exalts them. For those who will walk in faith, they will be exalted. Littleness will be exalted. Bethlehem. Think about it. Just really think about it. The Lord delights in taking that which is not and making it something wonderful. I remember there was a little shepherd boy named David. I remember he was shepherding the sheep. He was just a little shepherd boy. That's all he was. He was Jesse's son. He was Obed's grandson. He was Ruth's great grandson. All these nobodies, the little shepherd boys in the pasture shepherding the sheep, exalted to be a king. A shepherd boy. Can you believe it? A shepherd smells like the sheep. Can you believe it? And then I remember Amos. Amos was trimming sycamore trees, tending the sheep again. And God called him to be a prophet to the nation, to the northern kingdom. Like a nobody. God the Father exalts in nobodies for those who will live by faith. Then there was Joseph, another one, feeding the sheep at Shechem. Who's this Joseph? A little boy. And yet, a nobody. And his brothers sell him into slavery, and he will save Israel. I don't understand why God chooses that which is not to make it that which is great. I do understand, so that the glory would depend totally on him and he would get all the praise, because no one can do what God can do. But he delights in Bethlehem, a little no place. Shall we take another no place? Nazareth. Bethlehem and Nazareth were no places. Nazareth, can anything good come out of Nazareth? That's what Bartholomew said. That's what Bartholomew said. Or Nathanael, same person. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? There was a no place. But yet, it was in Nazareth that he was raised. It was in Bethlehem that he was born. And if you want to talk about a no place, let's look at Calvary. It was outside the walls of Jerusalem. Some people say it was kind of like a garbage heap. That the Son of Man gave his life for you and for me. God chooses that which is not to exalt it, that all the praise and glory might go to him, because you know what? We can't do those things. But he is very able to do more than those things. Let me tell you that. He is very able. Are you little today? Of no account to anybody? Are you of no account to anybody? It's the Labor Day weekend. You've got no place to go. You're all alone. Everybody will be celebrating, not you. Are you little? Well, let me tell you this. He exalts in littleness. And he can use you so mightily if you continue to walk with him in faith. He will exalt you in ways that you would never think or imagine if you continue to walk in faith. If you don't give up. If you don't quit. You might say, I'm too old. You might say, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm too the other thing, you know? Littleness is greatness in the sight of God when littleness lives by faith. Take our little church holy rosary. All right, take it. It's at the end of Point Shirley. The next place over the ocean is Portugal. The only way people find it is they get lost. They can barely find this place. It's the way it is. It's a no place. But yet we've had people come from all around the world. And they're still coming from all around the world. A no place. An absolute no place. When I got here the first weekend, Jerry McAdams came here, and people, you know, he was looking for the place, couldn't find it. And he went up to this man and said, I'm looking for Holy Rosary Church. And the guy says, nothing ever happens there. Nothing ever happens there. It's dead. And Jerry thought, oh, things will change because of the Holy Ghost. Because Jerry knows that the Holy Ghost works through me when I let him. When I let him. Nothing happens there. I'll tell you. I can tell you this, that God chose a nobody from East Boston. Can anything good come out of East Boston? I was telling the children today, because, you know, the kids are going back to school, and I was telling the children, and these are little kids, we had a special mass for them today. And I was telling them, I said, you know what, you people, somebody in the fourth and fifth and sixth grade, drugs will be offered to you. And some of the kids looked like they knew what I was talking about. And you want to know what? I said, all my friends are dead. And I recounted the names of the friends that I walked to school with. They're all dead. That God would choose a nobody from a no place in East Boston to bring him to a no place at Point Shirley. That God might be exalted. That people from all around the world would come here. Oh, I will not tell you in great numbers because I'd lie to you. They do not come in great numbers. Not yet. They come a few at a time. But they make their way here. Not to the great cathedrals. Why do they come here? Because we believe that Jesus heals. We believe that Jesus sets free. We believe that Jesus is the answer. And we say it out loud. We're not afraid to say it. We're not afraid to say it. Because there's nothing to lose when you tell the truth. Oh yeah, I will tell you. When I came here, we had many more people from the parish, and slowly but surely, most of them have left. Some of them have stayed, but most of them have left. And I guess, you know, they don't like the way I preach. I was saying this the other day, you know. When I leave the church to walk to the rectory, I wave at everybody. I might get between 1 or 2 out of 10 people that wave back. That's all. 1 or 2 out of 10 cars. Now, we're in a little peninsula, you know. Everybody knows everybody else. so people don't wave to me. I don't think they like me very much, but you know what? That's not my problem. So I keep on waving back. I keep on waving back. Sometimes I pray, touch them good, Lord. I don't have to know about it either. I don't have to know that you touch them. Just touch them good. Just touch them. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know how much you love them. Poor, poor people. Poor, poor people. I can understand that people would leave because I would get them upset. I would understand that. But I cannot understand that people don't wave. That I can't understand. You know, it doesn't give you anything to wave. It doesn't cost you anything. That's the way it is. But, you know, God chooses the little places like Bethlehem. God chooses the little people like David, like you. God chooses the place like East Boston and sends me to the no place called Point Shirley. But, you know, it's more than a no place. Because people find their way here. People find their way here. Isn't that wonderful? That people find their way here. How many people have come here from Haiti? Yeah? From the African countries? Yeah? From the Congo, from Nigeria? How many people have come here? Not because they belong here, not because they live here. How many priests have come here from Poland, from India, from Haiti, from Italy, from the Holy Land? How many people have come here? God exalts the little when we live by faith. God exalts the little when we live by faith. God exalts the little when we live by faith. He calls those things to be that are not as if they are. That's what the Bible says. And they are. O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is the ruler of Israel. For me, there's the key. For me, for the Father. From you shall come forth for me. Who are you for today? For whom? For me, for the God of Israel. Who are you for today? For me, the Lord says. You shall come forth for me. Not for the church, for me. Oh, and if you come forth for me, you shall bless the church. That's right. You see, your accent has to be on the right syllable. See, not for the church, but for him. When we live for him, we bless the church. I live not for the church. I live for Christ. When I live for Christ, the church is blessed. It's real. I am not a churchman. I am a man of God and then a man of the church. In that order. I am not a company man. I am a man of God and then a man of the church. I am my own Bethlehem, my own little place. That's who I am. But from me shall come forth for him the one who will rule Israel through the proclamation of the gospel. If I live for him. See, there's those two words, for him, to live for him. That's what it's about. And he exalts the little. should we say every day? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the lowliness of his servant. From this day all generations shall call me blessed. That's our Blessed Mother. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to those who fear him. He has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, and he has lifted up the lowly. You find that in Luke 1, the Magnificat, Mary's song. Scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, and has lifted up the lowly. He is all about that. Lifting up the lowly. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have revealed to the little ones what you have kept from the proud and the learned. For such is your will. Yes. Scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart, and has lifted up the lowly. That's the way it is. That's the way it will be. That's the way it is. And if you get exalted, it's the exaltation given by God. All the glory goes back to him, for we can do nothing of ourselves. I know it's easy to get a swelled head, but you know, when the chips are down, we can do nothing for ourselves. Anything that is done, he knows how to do it, and he chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise, the Bethlehems to confound the great metropolis. It's the way he is. How do I know that's the way he is? Have this mind among you, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. This is the mind of Christ. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He who was God emptied himself, becoming a slave. And because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Not at the name of Caesar, but at the name of Jesus. Not at the name of Napoleon, but at the name of Jesus. Not at the name of any pope, but at the name of Jesus. Not at my name, but at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue shall proclaim to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. He became a slave, obedient unto death, and God highly exalted him and gave him the name above all names. That's the pattern. It will always be the pattern. It will always be the pattern. For those people who want to exalt themselves, they will be humbled. For those people who will want to lift themselves up high, they will be lowered. He scatters the proud in their conceit, and he lifts up the lowly from the dunghill. Hallelujah. That's God. He takes the Bethlehem and says, I'm going to make it the place where the Savior of the world is going to be born. I'm going to make it the place because it's for me, for me. For from you, Bethlehem, shall come forth for me, for me. It's all for him. It's all for him. Who are you living for today? Are you living for him or are you living for yourself? Because you know you can be as poor as a church mouse and still be living for yourself. Still be living for yourself. You can be insignificant and still you are the center of your solar system. I understand that. I understand that because I'm a sinner too. Who are we living for today? If for him, if we are lowly, he will exalt us if we walk by faith. If we walk by faith, if we walk by trust, if we continue to trust him, even when the odds are all against us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. He is worthy of our trust. Trust in him. He died for our salvation. Trust in him. He raises up the lowly. Trust in him. Bethlehem becomes exalted. Calvary becomes exalted. Trust in him. The nobody becomes a somebody. And you know, it's all about arithmetic. Arithmetic, where are you getting this? When you're a minus, you become a plus through the cross. When you're a minus in the world of the eye, in the eyes of the world, you become a plus through the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You might be a minus today, and you might feel like a minus today, and you might feel like you are just so crippled. But minuses become pluses through the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I believe, I trust, I hope, I know. I know that you choose the weak of the world to confound the wise. I know that you exalt in littleness, but I know you exalt more in faithfulness. In faithfulness. In faithfulness. Be faithful today. Be faithful in little things, and he will put you over greater things. Be faithful, be faithful, be faithful. Do not turn away from him. Be faithful, be faithful, be faithful. He knows how to do great things through Bethlehem. Nazareth. Peter, who's Peter? Fisherman who couldn't even fish without Jesus. Oh Lord, we need you today. Oh, Lord, we need you today because we want you to come forth in our lives and we want to live for you. Help us for grace we need, for without the grace we cannot do it. Give us the grace to live for you today, oh Jesus. Give us the grace. I need that grace because I am little. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong by your grace. Listen, listen, listen. Tomorrow night is Friday, and the people, it's the first Friday tomorrow. Is it the first Friday tomorrow? Yes, it is. Is tomorrow, what's today, the 30th?
Today's
30th. So I guess, no, the first Friday is not tomorrow. Because 30 days have September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31. So tomorrow is not the first Friday. Wrong. Tomorrow is not the first Friday. But tomorrow night, we will be at the Holy Rosary Mass at 7:30 if it's not the first Friday. So I guess it's the last day of August. So it is not the first Friday. So if you would like to come at the Holy Rosary at 7:30, we have Mass and then adoration all through the night. All through the night. See, we're the no place, but not very many people do adoration all through the night every Friday. And we do it because there are just a couple of people who stay. And you know what? If two people want to stay, I'm never going to repose the Blessed Sacrament. If they want to stay all night, God bless them. It's a blessing for the parish. So tomorrow night, Mass at 7:30, then followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. And I also want to tell you, next Tuesday and Wednesday, I guess that's the 4th and the 5th of September, I'm going to be in Bloomfield. That's at St. Thomas Seminary, and I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock Tuesday and Wednesday evening. This is our 10th year in a row that we've done this by the grace of the living God. I can't believe that we've done it for 10 years, but I guess we've done it for 10 years. That's what I've been told. So we will be there. We've had great healings there, great miracles, great signs, great wonders, but we go to praise the Lord. That's what we go to do, to praise the Lord. And I want to also tell you this, you know, we were $11,000 in the hole for the summer, and I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. It's so simple. No checky, no surety, as they say. No payee, no radio. You know, it's simple as that, you know. It's simple as that. And if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. You can make your checks out to In Season and Out of Season, because they are tax deductible. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. Are you little today? Do you feel insignificant? Are you like Bethlehem or Nazareth? Are you like Peter the fisherman? He will exalt those, even Miriam. He will exalt the lowly. He will, if you live by faith. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him with all your heart. Rely not upon your own understanding. Trust in him, and he will give you the desire of your heart. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.